And it works kind of automatically, and so much is let down into this water. And a gas is formed, and the gas comes in the house through pipes. And it makes the most brilliant light. And you had stoves run by carbide. And even irons run by carbide. And just turn it on, it's like gas. And ever so often, you'd have to go out and clean out that tank. And then that stuff that we took out of the tank, the carbide slush, we use that for whitewashing chicken houses and fruit trees and things to get insects away. And chicken lice or mites didn't like carbide whitewash.
Now, what about different kinds of wild type animals like frogs? Do you have different kinds of frogs around here?
Yes, we do. And sometimes that would be an omen for rain. Yeah, the rain frogs croaking. We have many varieties of frogs. We even had the bullfrog. We never ate bullfrog legs. We had a lot of them here, but we just never ate them. I've eaten them in France, I believe. I don't want to be eating frogs. But I know I've eaten a lot of things I didn't know what they were. I've eaten snails and didn't know it in France.
And what about the kind that just hop around in the garden?
Yeah, we have a lot of those. They eat a lot of insects.
What do they call them?
Just toad frogs.
Okay.
Toad frogs. And they have rain frogs and those tiny little frogs with long legs.
How about worms?
They have a lot of worms. We have the earthworm, which is very common, and then a grub worm is common here. And then, of course, on the tobacco leaves, we have tobacco worms that grow that long. They're green. And we used to have to pick them off by hand and put them in a can. And then we'd burn them, take them to the furnace and put them in the furnace. And but of latter years, we've been spraying the tobacco with deadly poison. And see, tobacco is not washed before it's manufactured. Deadly poison.
Probably that's some of the stuff that causes the cancer.
Yeah, you have to gas it. That's what you did, gas the tobacco.
And what about other things to use for bait, like small fish or?
Yeah, fishing bait. We've always had menace and that sort of thing. Before the drainage is as good as it is now, we used to have small fish in all these swamps here. It's a branch right here back of the house. Small perch and redfin and jacks and catfish, eels. I've caught eel, but I don't eat eels. It was like a snake.
How about turtles? Different types.
Some of the biggest you've ever seen here. You know, turtles are old, they grow to be old. I've seen them this large. We've got some down in our pond that large. They eat the small fish, but not that many, I don't reckon. And we call them mud turtles. And Ellen, when I was a child, we ate turtle. My father would catch them and bring them to the house and dress them. When I was so young, I don't remember what he did, but he used a lot of hot water and took them out of the shell. And my mother would make the nicest hash and put onions in it. And it was so good, much better than beef stew. It was a fine grain to it. But I wouldn't know what I'd dress them now. But I would eat turtle. And I've eaten terrapin soup in South Carolina, Charleston. Terrapin soup.
And those live on the land, the terrapins.